How to answer the question, can I go to the bathroom? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band, so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I always hate this question. My policy is to never let a student go, but I break my policy often. I'm going to share some tips with you that I hope will help you. I remember when I was in seventh grade, I had a teacher who would not let me go to the bathroom when I really needed to go. I felt like I was going to throw up. I ended up just kind of choking that back. And when I got home, I immediately threw up. So somehow my body choked it down and kept it down. I don't remember all the details. I just know that I did not like that teacher, but I did not have a good relationship with her either. I think that it also depends on the student. The students who rarely ask and then ask me, I do send them. I allow them to go. I tell them, I don't even chide them on it. I know that they rarely ask. It's been 3 months and this is the first time they're asking, and they're asking very politely at an appropriate time. I allow them to go. I have one student who has one kidney. She's on a special accommodation, so she is allowed to go to the bathroom whenever she feels the need to. So she just lets me know, hey, I'm going to the bathroom, and she heads off. There's no reason to hold her back. She doesn't abuse that. She's a great student. One of the tests for me is also, I want to see them sweat. If they really have to go, you can sometimes tell just by their reactions. Not someone who is just wanting to go to get out of class and go goof around, but someone who really needs to go. One of the things I look at is the timing. If we are at the start of first period and they were hanging out for 10 minutes before class began, and now 3 minutes after class starts, they ask me if they can go to the bathroom, then they don't really need to go. They were hanging out with their friends. I saw them talking to their friends. They were just wasting time and now are wanting to get out of class. I've also had students just come from lunch, and I've said, why didn't you go during lunch? You had 10 minutes at the end of lunch that you're just hanging around. Sometimes the students have said, well, I forgot to go. So I might allow that one time. And then after that, then it's like, no, you had a chance to go during lunch. If you have a student who needs to go the same time every day, if it's right in the middle of third period every day, and especially if they are dating someone, I had a student one time who seemed to be abusing this, and she would go to meet her boyfriend who would also ask to go to the bathroom at the same time. So they were just wanting a break from class to go see each other. What do we do about girl problems? I asked some of my fellow female teachers, and they told me that it shouldn't be a problem, that girls can plan that ahead of time and be okay with that. My wife has a different story because she had a teacher who would not let her go to take care of things, and she had a horrible mishap that was very embarrassing for her in sixth or seventh grade. So on that, I think you just take it on a case-by-case basis. If you have a student who's always going to the bathroom, they might be trying to abuse it by telling you it's girl problems. But if it's someone who rarely asks, so you just have to kind of use your spidey teacher sense for that. I've heard of some teachers who give students 5 passes at the beginning of a semester or 5 chances to use the bathroom. And if they have any left at the end of the semester, they get a little reward for having some left. Something that's been effective at my current school is that I tell the students you're going to have to take a tardy. Now, we have a very, very rigorous tardy policy in place that the dean keeps track of. And once they hit a certain number of tardies, they are given an after-school detention. So tardies are a big deal. So if they say, yes, I'll take a tardy, then I will send them, and oftentimes I don't actually give them a tardy, but this is something to let them kind of weigh the cost of it in their mind. some schools have a policy that no one is to leave the first 10 or the last 10 minutes of class. This can be very helpful because that's a lot of times when students are asking. I'll often ask students, I'll say, can you wait 10 more minutes? Sure. That's the answer 90% of the time. And so if they say sure, I'll say, okay, let me know in 10 minutes. Oftentimes they forget completely about it. In my advanced class, I let the individual decide. I told them this is a privilege that if they abuse it, then I'm going to take that privilege back. So far, they have really used this wisely, and it's virtually eliminated the need to go to the bathroom. I hope that these tips are helpful to you.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.